Good morning to you. Welcome back to the house of the Lord. Good to see you. It's good to be back here and to be silent before Him, to put aside all the distractions and the anxieties and to just focus on God Himself. As I read to you from the scriptures, taken from Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The work of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. Amen. So shall we arise as we sing, Thou Fount of Every Blessing, stanza 1, 3, and 5. Shall we arise?
Every blessing to my heart.
As we begin our service this morning, we're just going to pause before the Lord. Just give this time to Him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come into Your presence here. Right from the beginning of this service, Lord, we just we pause here. We quieten our minds. We still our hearts. We open our ears. And we do this, Lord, so that we may hear You and hear Your voice this morning. Lord, we know that You are present. We know that You are here. What I pray, Lord, is that everything that happens here this morning would work together to allow us to hear You, to hear Your voice, to hear the message that You have for us here. But we in turn, Lord, as we come here together and as we sing these songs and play this music, read these words, We also pray, Lord, that as it speaks to us, it will be pleasing to you. That indeed our hearts will be right with you. Indeed, that what we do as an offering to you and not for any kind of self-glory or praise. Lord, we pray for those who aren't here this morning, those who are not well. We have many who are not well and not strong enough to be here, and we just pray that you will be with them. We pray that you will just encourage them this morning. May they know you are with them. May they feel your presence with them. I just ask your blessing upon this house this morning. May we not hinder your work. May we not hinder your Holy Spirit. Instead, Lord, we just pray that you will have free reign in this place to lead, to guide, and to speak as we are ready to listen. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
As most of you know, Don and I are going to be moving on in a few weeks, and we've hit the point now where we're headlong into packing. And yesterday, as we were packing about 40 boxes or so of stuff, at one point I realized that most of the stuff that's in those boxes is stuff that if the truck was to go into the ocean, which we're not going that far, but, you know, if the truck was to flip over and everything was destroyed, we wouldn't really miss most of it. It's, you know, ornaments and stuff. I don't even know what's in the boxes. We spent the whole day packing yesterday. But it made me realize how much importance we put on things that really aren't that important. And that when it's all said and done, what's important is our relationship with God. And that as we're going through these changes and things, that it's not our stuff that's going to make the transition easier. It's our relationship with God, and it's knowing that He has our lives in His hands. And so this morning, I'd invite you to stand with us as we sing praises to God and as we give Him His rightful place. My greatest love is you. As the deer pants, so my soul longs after you. Let's sing it together.